Friday morning mailbag. It is the accumulation of your communications through the week via all the text, tweets, DMs, avenues, and Snapchat. Snapchat still a thing? People still Snapchat?
I don't know.
Facebooks, emails, prison letters. We'll take it all, man. Postcards, self-addressed, stamped envelopes. Donations to NPR public stations. We'll take it. They're not going to need it anymore. You can contact the show any which way. We always like to look and see, did we have a Hank FM newsletter? It comes in waves. It comes in waves, you know? You can't enjoy it all at once.
No. You want to space it out. Give everybody a chance to enjoy one.
It was really light on the emails that we're not supposed to read publicly on the radio station from the corporate side. And I feel shunned this week. I didn't see anything new.
Well, there was a big leadership meeting.
Obviously, we were not invited.
Dang it! Shoot.
Wonder why. But we did get this early in the week. This comes from our good friends out there on the west side of Georgia at Tallywhacker Ranch. Trey texted this in. I'd like to offer a suggestion / comment. The background noises and our music is too loud when y'all are talking. I am also old and deaf.
Okay, well, that's
but I would greatly appreciate your prompt attention to this matter. I would really enjoy hearing the entire jokes. I can only imagine the amount of humor I am missing out on because of this issue. We thank you. We always certainly love your comments and especially criticism. Trust me, you're not missing out on any humor whatsoever. But indeed, things would be much more audible if we didn't have a microphone that would just fall constantly.
Well, yeah,
you know.
But put it anywhere.
So I can't disagree with you.
Okay.
I'll put in a work order there, Trey. But nobody believes me.
I believe you, Kate. I've seen it in person. You just need to be more careful.
I'm making it up.
Sheesh.
Just part of the show.
So Harry is chiming in.
Harry.
This is about cruise night.
Yeah.
He says, hey, y'all.
Hey.
Is the weather going to hold out for Heather Lee and cruise night? Pretty sure you need to talk to the manager. I went straight to the source.
Yeah.
She listened. Everybody was clear. It's fantastic.
Well done, Heather Lee.
Wonderful evening once
Where
again.
Where is your manager?
I know.
Wayne says, thanks so much for coming out to Little Garner, Texas, Hank FM. That was a big thing for our little town. Hopefully we made a good impression. Oh, great. Wayne also. And then Shane says, I think I learned more about Garner, Texas over the last 5 days than I've ever known before. I first and foremost learned where Garner, Texas is and that there is a Garner, Texas.
Oh, see?
Yes, there is. That's
there you
beautiful.
Go. Another one, actually got a few about cruise night. Well, first off, Sharon told Floyd on the Hank FM post that he needs to get his car running. Floyd? Yeah.
My Sharona.
Yeah, Russell says that cruise night was absolutely grand.
There he is.
And I said, well, so the thing is, Russell has a Torino. And I made the mistake of calling it a Grand Torino once, which you don't want to do under any circumstances. So
I get it.
He has offered his professional services, saying we should do a segment and explain how the Torino came about. I'm on it.
Yee-hoo!
He knows. Russell knows.
NPR might handle that. Tracy the Barrel Racer. Oh, by the way, we saw on Garner, says morning kids. Oh, we were talking earlier about the Walmart lady yesterday in the checkout link. She bagged every one of my items individually. And I was like getting regular full groceries. It was ridiculous. She says, KB, we use all those extra bags for the litter box. Just doing my part to recycle. That's a good idea.
She
also helped us this week with the Will It Float suggestion.
Maybe we need to do dominoes for Will It Float.
Yeah. See, the goat of Will It Float, on that note, Doris, sent me, y'all should throw in Pop Rocks into the tank. It may not float, but it'll make a cool noise.
Oh.
She gets us.
Yeah, you know, Doris also wrote in to me about that, saying she was going to go with Heather's suggestion.
Yeah.
Nothing about the dominoes going in, but just that the tank was absolutely disgusting. Thank you, Doris.
Jimmy says, yes, I too remember in my grandparents' house, the Weather Channel on all the time. And that music. Kind of like you were in your own little family's waiting room, you know, right there with the current temperatures near you.
What are you waiting for, I wonder?
When it comes to local temperatures and names. Chandra says, great. Now the Rio Vista controversy begins again.
It's Rio Vista. Yeah, okay. I can't get on board with the Rye.
We did spark that back up this week.
Yeah.
We're going to hear something about that. Matt McLaughlin chiming in.
Hi, Matt.
He says, I have a ticket to the Lone Star Smoke Fest, and I don't know how any of this works.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to print it. I think you just pull it up on the email, and you got to show it to them, and I think that's how it... Did we issue instructions?
Just go right out there and say you're here to see Jerry.
Mm, is that how that works?
Nope.
Stage him?
Terry says, when speaking about a do what we say Wednesday, Terry advises you guys are going to get somebody fired.
Oh, well.
Well, probably ourselves first, Terry. Lauren asks, how's the Dave Ramsey thing going? Oh, yeah, I went through the Dave Ramsey course.
Yeah, are you rich?
I'm still broke, but I'm doing it smartly.
Oh, that's important.
I am.
Yeah. We did get one email. This was from a very special HR Solutions.
Yeah.
And the title was Going Gossip Free, Leadership Techniques to Quell Office Chatter.
Mm.
I don't know if that's good, because isn't that what we do for a living? I mean, is everybody getting this email? I mean, are we going to be quelled?
I would have to learn the names of everybody first in the office before I could gossip about them. I have no idea who anybody's talking about half the time.
I just really hope we're interesting.
Thomas says, will you and the girlfriend be at the races this weekend? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the one in red. She'll probably be changing tires on pit lane by the thing, you know. She's starting campfires in 4 minutes. Michael says, I think I saw you at WWE SmackDown last week.
Aww.
Yes, I was the one in red. I did tell you, there's a lot of secretive WWE fans in the Hank universe.
Mm-hmm. They pretend to be all bougie and
you
fancy.
Know who you are. Harry and Joshua, good morning, y'all. Heather Lee could be the Pope because she talks to the manager all the time.
See? Someone's got to do it.
Kelly with a Y asks, I'm not lying to you. I looked it up, and there's really a guy, Pizza Bella, that could be the Pope. Yes, he is my pick, Pope Pizza Bella. Said, what's the first thing you would do as Pope? Huh.
Mm.
Well, obviously, tariffs. I mean, tariffs.
You may want to learn about Catholicism.
Nah, I'd put the hat on. I'd take the Pope Mobile out to cruise night.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I bet. If I don't win... And then finally, from the 214, when does the show start? Yeah, we're waiting
soon,
on that, too.
But not now.
Someday we'll get there. That's Friday Morning Mailbag.